Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend John Bradbury, the author of 6 Secrets to Startup Success. John, give us a website, please.
It's readyfounder.com.
All right. They can find your book and all the things that you do for your clients there, too, can't they?
They can.
And
they can.
You got a program there. I'm not saying it right. What is the?
Well, we have an assessment tool.
Assessment tool. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's a profile of entrepreneurs. 11 characteristics of success related to entrepreneurship.
Can they take that there to your website?
They can click right into it, and it takes about 15 minutes to complete. And they get a 15 to 20 page report emailed to them immediately.
Wow. ReadyFounder.com. So check that out, folks, and go take the assessment tool. And it's good stuff. John's done a good job on that. Okay, John, we're talking about getting how to manage your time, how to maximize your time, the time that you have, how to direct your time the right way. We talked about directing. We talked about what your personality, how it impacts your time management. But now let's talk about the delegation thing. Because one of the things I've been really focusing on for the last several years is helping small business CEOs to understand that it's important for them every year, if not more often, at least every year, fire themselves from a job that they don't have to do anymore, that someone else can do, even though they were the first one to ever do it. Fire themselves from those jobs and promote themselves to new jobs, maybe jobs the company's never had before, but whatever they are, things that only you can do. What do you think?
I agree. There's no extremely successful business or entrepreneur that you can study where you don't see them multiplying their impact by first surrounding themselves or partnering with really talented people who are great at what they do, and then getting out of the way. The key to what we call delegation in a corporate environment or a big organization, I just call it leveraging yourself as an entrepreneur, is define the what needs to be accomplished, but stay away from the how. Let people use their expertise as long as they're talented and they know what they're doing, which... If you find yourself having to continually revisit and correct and course correct, that may not be the right person to be delegating that task to.
To me, John, the thing that's so important is your company. If it's going to grow, if you're going to reach those goals that you talked about in the very beginning, John, then there has to be some envelope pushing done. Somebody has to be out there forging a new trail, creating new pathways for the company, and that's you. That's your job. And the good thing about it, John, is not only is it a job that probably only you can do, this is the work that's the most fun for entrepreneurs. I mean, if I have an entrepreneur who's trying to run a mature business, I'm going to say, if you'll do that, let your employees do the managing. You manage them, and then you blaze new trails for the company. What do you think?
I see that all the time, and there's research that shows that it's a big reason that businesses that have what sometimes are called dynamic duos at the top do so much better than solo-run businesses.
Right.
So, some of these great trajectories of growth happen because you've got at least two people, sometimes more, who are complementing each other. One of them is out there in the marketplace, building relationships, figuring out what the mousetrap needs to be to solve the market problem. and everyone else, not everyone, but then, but someone else is executing on it.
Right.
And rarely do you find that whole package in a single person.
We call those hunters and skinners, right?
Right, right.
Hey, John, give us the website again, please.
It's readyfounder.com.
Readyfounder.com. The assessment tool is there. Is it free, John?
It costs $35.
All right, well, that's the deal. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think you want to, if you'd like to know where you are on that the entrepreneurial scale, take the assessment tool there at readyfounder.com. John, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much, Jim. Enjoyed
it. John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.